At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Y'all better not come to my studio with that fake shit. Y'all better not come to my funeral with that fake shit. Y'all better off realizing there's nothing that y'all could do with me. All I ever ask is keep it 8 more than 92 with me. 100.
What up, though? Happy Born Day to the King of Pop. I have to start the podcast off by saluting the greatest entertainer of all time, Michael Jackson. Happy Born Day. We miss you so much, and we love you. And I have to also shout out to Teyana Taylor for her insane body last night at the VMAs. I don't know if that was like a real Kanye song or what album it's on. I'm not really a huge Kanye fan, so I really don't know. I don't really care. I wasn't really listening to the song anyway. I only watched it once. Hubby and I actually watched it together, and I saw we both had the same reaction. I started to feel a little lesbian at that point. I can't even lie. So shout out to Teyana Taylor for her performance and that sick ass post baby body. Like, she just had a baby. I want to say Junie might be 6 months, maybe. That shit was insane. I used to always want to look like Angela Bassett, but now that I've seen Teyana like this, and I feel like we have this similar wreck, I got some new body goals. So shout out to Teyana for that as well. Anyway, I wanted to address some of the questions I get on social media before shit gets super real about Kaepernick. And a lot of you know this, I don't normally answer questions of idiots because they're idiots and they should be ignored. And that's the best form of disrespect, is to ignore an idiot. So today I'm going to do something a little bit different. I think I have about 4 questions that I'm continually asked on Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, everywhere. So I'm going to answer these 4 questions and I'm going to get into the Kaepernick shit, all right? First question. How does it feel knowing you ruined your husband's career and cost him millions? Well, I don't know that feeling because it's not true. And if someone wrote that in a newspaper or a magazine or whatever and you read it somewhere and you think it's Bible, that doesn't really mean it's true. I haven't ruined my husband's career and I haven't cost him millions. As a matter of fact, when I met my husband, he was a thousandaire, a 5-figure thousandaire when I met him. Currently, he is an 8-figure millionaire with a 2 as the first number. So whenever you address me, you need to address me properly. I'm not someone that has lost him money. I'm someone that has earned him and gained him money and actually assisted in him getting money. So you might not know this because you don't have a bitch like me at home. And when I use the word bitch, it's not in a disrespectful form. I am someone who married someone who needed a stay-at-home mom, who needed somebody to ride for him. He needed someone to have his back. He's not a big talker. Brent's not going to talk a whole bunch of shit and be on his chest and all those things. He wants to play football. He needs a meal 3 times a day. He needs his dick sucked. He needs to be comforted when he comes home. He needs a well-balanced family. He needs an amazing son. He needs to not worry about anything outside of playing football, and that's what I provide in this household. I don't have a maid. I don't have a chef. I don't have a nanny. I have my family members that help me, and that's it. I run this shit by myself. We have 4 homes in the United States that are all paid for. No mortgage. We own them. Okay? No one runs those houses but me. No one takes care of those houses but me. No one takes care of my husband but me. So watch your motherfucking tone when you address me and say things like, I've cost my husband millions of dollars and I'm ruining his career. He is the only 33-year-old cornerback in the NFL getting paid the way that he's being paid. So fuck you. Next question. Aren't your tweets going to get him kicked out of the league? Actually, no, they aren't. I am myself. Tomiko Renee Grimes has not signed a contract with any NFL team. I don't have a contract anymore. I don't even have a job. this podcast you're listening to is sponsored and paid for by me. Okay? So I get to say what the fuck I want to say, just like the rest of you that live behind a computer. No one knows what job you have. You get to say whatever the fuck you want to say. Guess what? Everybody knows I don't have a job, and I still get to say what the fuck I want to say. Now, do I not say things so that it doesn't cause any issues or any questions in the locker room for my husband? Yes. But if I have an opinion about something, then I get to express my opinion just like any other red-blooded American in this country. Got a problem with it? Don't follow me. Next question. What are you going to do when he leaves you for a younger, hotter, quieter girl? I'm going to do what every other bad bitch in America does. Move the fuck on. If he chooses to leave me for whatever reason it is, because she's younger, because she's hotter, because she's quiet, I don't give a fuck. But what are you going to do when he does it? Nothing. You're going to be the same motherfucker on Twitter talking shit. Nothing in your life changes. So why do you care what he's going to do with his life and me? What does it do for your life? How does it change you? Do you get any more money? Do you get a raise? What do you get? Nothing. You get a fucking thing, so why do you care? Next question. Why is he still with you? I could be wrong about this, but I'm going to guess it's because I suck a mean dick. It's one of the reasons. I know it's true. I don't care what the reason is. It might be because I make one of the best steaks he's ever had in his life. It could be because of the way I'm raising his son. It could be because of the way I take care of him. It could be because whenever he says travel to a game with me, I go. I don't know what it is, but those are five things that stick out in my head as to why he's still with me. And I didn't even include how fucking awesome I look, just so you know. Anyway, now that I've answered those four questions, we can get on to this Colin Kaepernick shit. And I don't need to address those things on Twitter. You will be ignored. 90% of you that are talking shit on Twitter, by the way, are muted. I've decided not to block anyone else. So, if you get blocked, it's because I really don't even want you to see how awesome I am on Twitter. So, those of you that aren't blocked, I want you to sit there in misery tweeting me all day long and getting no response. Colin Kaepernick, a quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers, didn't stand for the national anthem Friday, and the sports world had a tantrum as if this sort of stance against racism and injustice with police and our government, all things going on in this country, has never happened. Have you ever heard of Muhammad Ali, Tommy Smith, and John Carlos in the 1968 Mexico City Olympics, the 1936 Olympics in Germany, the Black 14 from the 1969 football team of the University of Wyoming, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Jackie Robinson, Althea Gibson, Paul Robeson, Jack Johnson, Hank Aaron, Wilma Rudolph, Bill Russell, Jim Brown, Dick Allen, Arthur Ashe, Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf, the St. Louis Rams in 2014, the Phoenix Suns in 2010, the Miami Heat in 2012. This isn't new. People have been taking stands for a long time about injustice in America. However they choose to do it, it's the way they choose to do it. Kaepernick decided to not stand and raise his hand over his heart for the singing of the national anthem, and he has every right to take that stand. The sports media wasn't even aware of it because they didn't even know. I'm assuming this, but I did hear that he hasn't stood in any of the preseason games. But somebody from, I guess, the stadium or something took a picture of him sitting down and noticed it, and then all of a sudden it's a big thing. You guys don't give a fuck who's sitting and who's standing. Why are you acting like you care? Now all of a sudden you know he was sitting, and now it's a problem. Why? Why is it a problem? You think athletes shouldn't care about what's going on in the world? You don't? You don't think they should take a stand on things that affect them in their home every day? Do you take a stand and not support the NFL when there's been evidence that proves football causes CTE, a disease that destroys their brain? Do you hold the NFL responsible for deaths of at least 84 players from CTE? Ken Stabler, Tyler Fash, Frank Gifford, Junior Seau? There's a whole bunch of them, okay? Do you hold NFL doctors responsible for knowing about CTE since the 20s when boxing doctors discovered it and called it something like dementia pugilistica or something like that? It was ignored, okay? Then when Dr. Omalu directly linked the disease to football in 2005, made a fucking movie about it in 2015 called Concussions, which is a dope movie, by the way. And you guys didn't say anything. You didn't say, oh my God, this is real? Why is this happening? Why isn't the NFL doing anything? Did you guys protest? Did you? No. Did you protest for fully guaranteed contracts knowing that these players are risking their lives with every snap? You didn't do a fucking thing. Have you protested that billionaires sell you hot dogs for $6, jerseys for $300? You haven't done a fucking thing, okay? You don't want him to protest, but you won't do anything about the other things that are wrong with the stadiums and with the NFL and this country. But do you have a problem with someone that is standing up for it? You don't want to protest that we pay for stadiums that billionaires make more billions off of with our tax dollars? You have a problem with that? Do you support the NFL knowing that they allow and accept endorsements from alcohol brands, but, quote, won't let athletes endorse those products because they're unhealthy and they kill millions of people and that you don't want, they don't want their athletes to be people that support things that kill people? But that's their biggest sponsor. Bud Light, I believe, is one of the biggest sponsors. Coors. What's the problem? Why can't an athlete get a check to endorse alcohol, but the entire NFL can? You don't have a problem with that? You don't? Are you still supporting a league that only gives one-game suspensions for beating your wife, but you get a four-game suspension if you smoke a joint? Are you shitting me, my nigga? Like, are you serious? You care about Colin Kaepernick sitting down, but you don't care that the NFL will only suspend him one game if he beats his wife. One. Why should he give a fuck about how you feel about his protest if you don't give a fuck about him? He plays a sport that doesn't give a fuck about him, doesn't give a fuck about his wife, doesn't give a fuck about his children. Why are you mad? Why are you mad that he's risking his salary, his endorsements, his fame, his family's financial future to stand up for something that he believes in? Why do you care so much? What do you lose? He's not even starting. It's not like you're losing games because he's getting suspended for this, which they can't do, by the way, because it is his legal right to not stand for the national anthem. Doesn't that tell you that the fact that he's willing to lose all this money means a lot to him? That this is an issue in our country? Is this the first time you're hearing about police violence in this country? Or is it that the police violence doesn't affect you? Because maybe you're white. Maybe it doesn't affect you. You're not seeing a lot of white people getting shot in their back like black people do every day. Or is it that you think because he's playing a sport that pretty much dictates your entire life, he should just shut up like the good little nigger that he is and be grateful that he's not on a cotton field? Do you know the overwhelming majority of the NFL athletes are black? You think because they make millions of dollars, which a lot of them don't, a lot of them are thousandaires, you think that because they make this kind of money and they're on TV on Sunday, that they should just shut the fuck up and just be happy? We are dying. Black and brown people are being killed for no reason. And a player that knows this and is playing a game that so many people are dedicated to is trying to tell you that he's not rolling and you're mad? Why are you mad? Why aren't you asking yourself, why would he risk everything for this? This is a problem. Why don't you know that? What does that say about you? Take the magnifying glass off of him for 1 second and put it on your own self. What are you doing? Are you cool with police murdering black people and not going to jail? Are you cool with judges that don't give jail time for police that murder people for no reason? You want to support a flag that's done nothing but profit off black Americans and give nothing back to their communities? Low-income black community schools don't even have enough books in their classrooms. And even if they did, the books are filled with lies anyway. What do you want him to do? You want him to just shut up and be quiet and take the money, right? Well, guess what? He doesn't want to. You know why? Because it's bullshit. Everything that's happening in this country is pure bullshit, okay? The governor of Flint poisoned an entire community with water, with dirty-ass brown water, and he still has his job. But if ISIS had come over here and poisoned one of our cities, it would be considered an act of terrorism. What in the fuck is going on with you guys that you think an athlete sitting down at a game is more important than the other issues we have in this country? The media called Ryan Lochte a white man who's 32 years old, just a kid when he lied about being robbed in Rio. But the same media called Tamir Rice a 12-year-old black kid who was playing with a toy gun in a park across the street from his house, was gunned down by the cops. They said he was fully responsible for his own death because the toy gun looked too real. Are you serious? Really? The Florida governor has financial ties to the Zika mosquito company, but your focus is on a quarterback that isn't even starting? Ice cream. Yes, a cow's pus, something that has been proven to cause cancer, is given to children that live in cancer hospitals as a treat. A treat. Really, America? Humans are the only species that still drinks milk into their adulthood, and the only species that drinks milk from other species. Don't you think that's strange? That the FDA approves milk, cows, pus? None of you ever thought about that? Have you ever thought about that McDonald's has been approved by the FDA? McDonald's. Pink matter. Not real food. FDA approved. While marijuana is still illegal, medical science has made such tremendous progress that there is hardly a human left that is healthy in this country. It is easier to get free Wi-Fi in America than it is to get free clean water. Ray Edwards Jr. is a homosexual. Codeine, a drug that kills millions, is approved by the FDA. Cigarettes, they're legal. You can just go ahead and smoke one right here in public. You can give all of us secondhand cancer, all of it. Can't light a joint, though. Our president is elected by electoral college votes, not the people. But you're concerned about Colin Kaepernick. David Duke, the grand wizard of the KKK, endorsed Donald Trump, a racist bigot who represents the GOP in our upcoming election. Let that sink in. The First Lady of the United States was the first person to tell you that the White House was built by slaves, not your history books. The police can murder black and brown people on video, and you want me to be afraid of ISIS? That's interesting. America is the only country to ever use a weapon of mass destruction, in case you didn't know. Judge Mark Posey of Florida told black people to take a ship back to Africa if they don't like it here. That's cute. July 24th, 1972, the Tuskegee syphilis experiment is where the U.S. government gave black people this disease for research purposes. In America, there's over 400 years of documented torture, rape, murder, terrorism, all these things by Caucasians, but black people are labeled as violent human beings. Good police are fired, beat up, and or blackballed for reporting false police reports and crimes committed by other police officers. Philando Castile was shot in his car while his girlfriend sat next to him and her 4-year-old daughter was sitting in the back seat. America wants black people to sing, dance, play football, run fast, win all their gold medals, but also be their target practice, get poisoned, and shut the fuck up about it. Progress in this country is that we aren't being hung from trees anymore. Now we're being gunned down by people with badges or taken to jail and given higher sentences than non-blacks for the exact same crime so they can make billions off of us. And you want me to care that Colin Kaepernick chose to sit down during the playing of the national anthem? I'm not done. I'm just going to keep on spitting all these bars and all these facts for you guys to worry about and concern yourself with so you can leave Colin Kaepernick the fuck alone, okay? Wachovia Bank laundered $378.4 billion to a Mexican drug cartel. The bank was fined $50 million, which is about 2% of their profit, a roundabout, and no one went to jail. But if you sell a zip of fire-ass kush, you're going directly to jail. The United States incarceration rate is 4 times the world's average. So who's really free? This country isn't being destroyed by Muslims, undocumented workers, Blacks, Latinos, and Mexicans. It's being destroyed by uncontrolled hatred, unethical politics, misinformation, and racism. The United States military has 900 bases in 153 countries. It's not for freedom, it's for the control of their natural resources. So please excuse me if I don't confuse dying for oil with fighting for freedom. You say standing when the national anthem is being played and the flag is raised shows respect for the military. I say having a job when you come home from fighting a war that wasn't really a war, not our business, proper medical care, and taking care of fallen soldiers' family members is how a country should pay homage to their military. I've seen more homeless veterans on the streets begging for money than I've seen homeless crackheads. But you want Colin to stand up and pay homage to the military when our country doesn't give a fuck about them. The Defensive Department has paid 14 NFL teams $5.4 million over the past 4 years for patriotic display. You know what that is? That hometown hero thing that we all stand up for and we clap and we salute these amazing people that have gone over here and fighting a war and dying and being injured for something that has nothing to do with us. That is paid for. You want to know what teams are paid for it? The Jets, the Falcons, the Bills, the Bengals, the Browns, the Cowboys, the Packers, the Colts, the Chiefs, the Dolphins, the Vikings, the Steelers, and the Rams have all paid money to NFL owners to show support to our troops. Really? But you want Colin Kaepernick to stand up. That's what you want? If he gave the team $377,000, like the Jets, I believe that's what the Jets gave, a year for us to stand up and pay homage to them. If Colin Kaepernick gave $377,000 to sit down, would you then be cool with it? Would it be okay? Would that make you feel better? I would like for you to let all that shit I just said sink in before you say a fucking word to Colin Kaepernick about sitting down in protest of police brutality. We have so many things wrong in this country. So many. And he has decided to do something that a lot of athletes are afraid to do for fear of losing their contracts, losing their salaries, losing their endorsements. He has decided to take a stand, and I salute him for that. I salute him. And he did it at a football game, the best sport in the whole country. I don't even know how it's the best sport. Why is football the best sport? The players don't even like football that much. They hate the game. It's a fucking job. That's all it is to them. It's not the same game they grew up watching. It's a fucking business. And a lot of them hate it. And it's really not even that great of a game if you think about it. No other country plays football besides us. No one. If you're not a quarterback or a wide receiver, this game is kind of fucked up to you in pure hell. Because you don't even really get to display how dope you really are. People get together in their free time and play baseball. They play basketball, soccer, volleyball, tennis, swimming, all types of shit. Who the fuck is getting together, putting pads on, and getting CTE for fun? Who? Nobody. How hard is it to get a contact football league going? I have not seen a flag football league, let alone a contact football league, in I don't know how long. And I played flag football this summer in the sand. In the sand. It's like the one time I've ever even seen a league, and I think there might be 6 or 7 teams. In the sand, playing flag football. It's very rare. Nobody wants to play football. It's not really that fun. You know, it really isn't. Other sports give athletes better opportunities to show their individual skills. Football is the number one sport in America, and you don't even know who really are the best athletes in the game because you don't get to see them. Because all they show you is what they want to show you. The media coverage is trash. They show you only the players that the league wants you to see. They only highlight plays that they want to highlight, that they want to show you, and they shit on players that they want to shit on. So how do you respect this game so much? How? A lot of these players that play football can't even play any other sport, to be honest with you, not as a pro. You can't jump into the NBA. You can't jump into baseball or Major League Soccer and not play it in college or anything like that. But you can do it in football. You definitely can. Look at Nate Robinson. Walked off an NBA court and walked into the NFL play. They actually allowed him to come in and practice. And he might, I don't even know for sure if he made the team, but he probably can. Look at Tony Gonzalez. If Tony Gonzalez tried out for the 76ers in his prime, they would probably laugh at him. And he's going to the NFL Hall of Fame. And this is no shade at Tony. I do think he's a dope tight end. My husband played with him. What I'm trying to prove to you is a lot of people can play football and you don't have to be really, really that dope at it. You could just be really fast and know how to catch, and you could probably play. You have to be big, too. But look at Jimmy Graham. Played 1 year of college football. 1 year after he played 4 years of basketball, went back for a year, caught 17 passes, 213 yards, and 5 touchdowns. Third-round pick. Going to the Hall of Fame, I'm pretty sure. Antonio Gates didn't even play in college at all. Undrafted. Walked right in. Definitely going to the Hall of Fame. And you guys are obsessed with football. That's crazy to me. Like, I love football. I enjoy watching it. But it's really because I have so many friends that play, and I want to support them and salute them and cheer them on. But football will never be the number one sport in my book. It's not the number one sport in my fucking household. And my husband plays. It's so hard for me to even get into it sometimes because of the media coverage. Media fucking nerds are terrible. None of them played football. Hardly any of them even know what the fuck they're talking about. All they do is go on PFF and read off a whole bunch of stats and write a paragraph about it, and then they're a sports reporter. Everything that they say is backed up with stats. Stats lie to you. I'm so sorry that you idiots don't even fucking know that. How do you not know that? How do you not know that stats lie? That's so weird to me. It's so weird. You know what else is weird? Football players are told when to wake up, when to eat breakfast, when to take a nap, when to study, when to spend time with their family, when to be in their room, when to go to bed, when to wake up. It's a fucking cycle. They're like robots. You can't even lay next to your wife the night before a game because they have a rule. And a rule is no one can sleep in your room with you the night before a game. Not a home game and not a road game. They're in a hotel. No other sport does this. No one, okay? No one controls you like the NFL. You can't wear any color shoe you want. You can't wear any color sock you want. You can't wear any color gloves you want. Nothing. Everything. You have to be a robot. They're all fucking robots out there, okay? No other sport is doing that, okay? It's ridiculous. All these issues in football, all these issues in the world, and everybody's bitching at Colin Kaepernick because he chose to sit down during the national anthem. Ridiculous. When I heard people saying stupid shit like, why doesn't he protest another way? When else is he supposed to? Tell me when in your life are you supposed to stand, remove your hat, and listen to the national anthem? At the grocery store? At the gas station when you're pumping your gas? Is that when they play it? Is that when you do it? Or is it when you're at a fucking sporting event? That is when it is. That's when he chose not to stand and salute a flag that he feels is disrespecting black and brown people. He was minding his own business, exercising his right to not stand, and then somebody made it public. He wasn't waving his hand. Look at me, look at me. I'm not sitting down. Everybody look. I'm unpatriotic. No, he wasn't. He was minding his fucking business. And you guys got in his business. Why? Let me read some of the dumb fucking things that I saw in his mentions. He wears Nike, but doesn't like our country. I can't even comment on that. It's so embarrassing. This country allows him to play a sport that isn't played in any other country, and this is how he repays them. Run, nigga, run. He just became a Muslim this past year, so I guess he'll be a member of ISIS next. Yeah, because all Muslims are in ISIS, and they all are terrorists, and they murder everyone. Yep. Why does he do what LeBron, Melo, Wade, and CP3 did? That's more sincere and change-invoking than not standing for the national anthem. Are you serious? What they did was cute. It was real fucking cute, but it was nothing. Nothing. Compared to what he did. He put his fucking money where his mouth is, and I can't wait for the NBA season to start and see if these other players in the NBA put their money where their mouth is. Kaepernick plays for a team whose coaches gave Riley Cooper a slap on the wrist. Riley Cooper's a racist that said nigger a whole bunch of times, you know, at a concert, in case some of you that don't know who he is. But people said that because he's on the team with that coach, that something's wrong with him. Like, how the fuck does he have control over who the coach is? Are you guys serious? Oh, my God. Kaepernick is supporting Black Lives Matter movement while his black parents gave him up for adoption and let white people raise him. Really? So because white people raised him, he has no way of identifying with black people anymore, right? That's what it is? Fucking idiots. He's a pro athlete. How is he oppressed? Really? Really? You guys are fucking serious right now. He isn't even full black. Why isn't he standing up for the other race inside of him? That's, so he should be saying all lives matter. Embarrassing. Fucking embarrassing. You guys are so embarrassing. Like, I can't even read any more of these. These are so embarrassing. It's embarrassing to me to be American. You guys embarrass me as an American, okay? Josh Brown violated his protective order after he was suspended by the NFL for one game for beating his wife. Allegedly. Because he really wasn't, he didn't go to jail for any crime. But he was suspended for one game for beating his wife. And you guys are protesting and being upset and bothered by Kaepernick. Really? Do you have anything else to think about or to have an outrage about? Nothing? Let me give you something else. Professional athletes are drug tested, beloved. Drug tested. And I'm not talking about performers and having drugs. Things that they probably should be drug tested for. I'm talking about street drugs. Street drugs. Did you know police, teachers, doctors, politicians, judges, and religious leaders aren't tested for street drugs? Really? This stupid ass country holds athletes, people you don't call in case of emergency, to a higher standard than people that change and save lives every fucking day. But you guys are focused on Colin Kaepernick sitting at a fucking football game. Really? Speaking of drugs, and I know I'm gonna lose some of you guys with this, but you know, I really don't give a fuck. I think all drugs should be legal. All of them. Every single drug should be legal. If someone wants to get fried and commit a crime, kill people, do whatever it is they want to do, why do we feel as a country it's our business to stop them? Because people die? That's what you think? People die anyway. Anyway. Because of drugs. And they're not legal. That's what jail is for. That's what the police are actually for. They're supposed to be going out and arresting people that are committing crime, killing people. They don't. All I see a lot of on TV is police not trained, using tasers, illegal moves to choke people, and their firearm the wrong way. All the time. A whole lot. And it just so happens that the people that this is happening to, the majority of them are black and brown. Okay? That's what I see. We cannot have a society that is both free and drug-free, people. When are you guys going to understand this? It's impossible. You are either completely free or you are not. We are not free. Stop calling this the land of the free. We are not free. I cannot go into my backyard right now, plant a seed, water it, let it grow, cut it, put it in the backwoods, and smoke it, okay? So I'm not free. I'm not free, and neither are you. There's no way you can tell me drinking alcohol isn't worse than doing a line of coke. There's no fucking way you can tell me that. I've never done a line of coke. I've seen a whole bunch of people do it, and I don't see the difference. Why is coke illegal? Why? Why? They're both a problem, right? Why is alcohol legal? Alcohol kills millions of people. Every day. Every year. And it's the biggest advertiser for the NFL. Would you be cool with NFL if coke was their biggest sponsor? Meth? Marijuana? They all kill people, right? If you wouldn't be cool with that, why are you cool with the NFL having an alcohol endorsement? Why? You know where it came from. Kills millions. DUIs, children are all dying from alcohol. TCP, but the NFL doesn't allow players to profit from that business, but they do. And you're worried about Colin Kaepernick. That's what you're worried about? You hear all this shit I just said? There's so much shit that you should be worried about. Leave Colin Kaepernick the fuck alone. He's exercising his right as a human being to not stand and not take off his hat and show support to the national anthem. He has that right, okay? He has a right, just like you. You have a right to stand up and show support. You have a right to sit down. All of us do. Leave him the fuck alone. And I know this went all over the place. I know it did. My bad. You know I get mad. But the reason that so many people have issues with this is because subconsciously, closet racists believe black people, especially black men, will always be their property. Property. This is how they think. He should be grateful for the crumbs his boss, aka the slave owners, give him to take care of his family, especially since we don't have him in the fields anymore. That's how you sound. That's how you sound when you tell him to go back to his own country if he doesn't respect this one. That's how you sound. Black people are subordinate in this racist white man's world. Okay? We are. And we can never be owed anything, because then it will almost be like we're equal. We'll never be equals in their eyes, never, until we stand together and stop racism ourselves. It's going to take us to stop racism. It's going to take us to make some changes. Not them, us. I ask football players all the time about protests and walkouts to shake up the system in the NFL. I ask them all the time, little things to do. And everyone's afraid. Everyone's afraid of losing their contracts. Everyone's afraid of losing their endorsements and their fame. So me, personally, I salute Colin Kaepernick for saying, fuck fame, fuck fortune, fuck all of you. I'm going to sit down with him at every game if that's what it takes to express emphatically that black lives matter. That's the end.
They make $1 million, they get him a Rolls Royce, they get him a nice home, they get him a white wife. Well, I made it, America's great, and the rest of them catching hell, and he won't say nothing. But when one man of popularity can let the world know the problem, he might lose a few dollars himself telling the truth, might lose his life. But he's helping millions. But if I kept my mouth shut just because I can make millions, and then this ain't doing nothing. So I just love the freedom and the flesh and blood of my people more so than I do the money. You can take it, sure, and play it right in Washington. Let Nixon hear it.